John chapter 1, verse 41 and 42. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Hi, this is Keith Davey on MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Bringing others to Jesus requires maturity, training, and skill, right? Well, not necessarily. Some of the most effective witnesses in the Bible were individuals who had just met Jesus. We may think that the first thing a new believer should do is to learn about the Lord and grow spiritually. But the first thing Andrew did when he met Jesus was to bring his brother Peter to him. Likewise, Philip went to find his friend Nathanael. The Samaritan woman at the well shared her experience with the people of her village, and many of them believed in Jesus through her simple testimony. Even the delivered demoniac amazed his people as he shared what God had done for him. Now, this doesn't mean that training and maturity won't help. They will. They'll help us become more usable and effective. But don't let that stop you from getting started. Openly share what God has done for you and see how He uses you. Remember, a genuine encounter with Jesus is the only prerequisite to a powerful witness. Take a step this week. Ask an acquaintance about her spiritual background. After listening to her experience, share a little of yours. Then briefly explain your encounter with Christ and what He's doing in your life right now. Cojourners, connecting you to a life that matters.